Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 5 p.m. Last couple Fridays, we've been playing Studio Feud and inviting listeners to play with us. Since one of us has always been on vacation and or fake quarantining. So we welcome your calls now at 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. If you would like to play Studio Feud, give us a call now, and Ted will get you in the queue.
How many people do you think have fake quarantined?
Oh, lots. Lots and lots and lots and lots.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
I guess you would have to probably forge a test result at some point.
Well, I mean, if you're willing to get a Q-tip stuck up your nose, you could just say like, oh, yeah, someone I know has COVID. Listen to us just crapping on people. But I mean, we're humans.
We're answering the question.
We take advantage. And you probably don't even have to do that.
No, I mean, I don't think you have to say, you could just say, I traveled or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think I might have been around somebody. I think it's, yeah.
No one's calling because they think they're not going to get on. No one's calling. So you call and you're on.
Call us and play.
314-241-9797. 866-455-9797.
She played the last 2 weeks.
You want a couple of science stories?
Yes, please.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is an app that they're calling Shazam for Spiders where you upload a photo of a spider. It tells you what kind it is and if it's dangerous.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do that for flowers, and they've got all kinds of identification things. Why not bugs?
There's also a type of beetle that can be swallowed by a predator and come out the other end and continue living its life.
Wow. Good for him.
Wow.
Man.
That beetle fears no being.
No kidding.
Wow. Like, I'm going to be okay. Yeah. I'm Jonah.
That's
everybody
something.
Else is the whale.
Did Jonah freak you out as a kid?
No, I loved the story of Jonah.
Did you?
I didn't, until I got older, think about how much it would have sucked to have lived inside of a whale for 3 days. But
yeah.
It was always one of my favorites. And then he gets to Nineveh, and then something else bad happens.
It's one of the things I got kicked out of vacation Bible school for.
Questioning Jonah?
Not just questioning, but I was like, okay, you're not telling me this is real, right? I mean, like, you're not trying to tell me this actually happened to a dude. And they're like, you know, I think you'd be good at home, so.
Self-quarantined, son.
Yeah. We're going to have you religiously quarantined. Okay. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Going to start things off with Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Know anybody that's fake quarantining?
I can't name names.
I'd say we do.
That's a yes.
Okay. I want you to play with Tony.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Right. You guys ready?
Yes.
This is my first listener involved Studio Feud. So,
well, this is good because I met Tony at Hardee's when you were so I feel like we're friends.
Cue the sexy music.
I agree that we're friends.
This is like a Hallmark movie.
Not only are we friends, we're teammates.
Tony, you may remember me. You caught my eye across the room, and
I don't have sexy music, but I do have this.
Oh,
perfect.
Same thing.
Who says that's
same
not sexy?
Same thing.
Okay.
All right. I think the beetle going through passing
that's
out.
News.
That's Zoo News. So
yeah.
The song is appropriate.
What's the beetle thinking while he's inside? Is he just like,
this isn't great.
Couple more days and I'm good.
My guess
Somebody
is it kind of like
tunnel.
Balls itself up
Easy.
Somehow to like protect itself. Must have like some kind of shell. Kind
Tries
of
to appear like corn.
And just shoot right through.
The corn beetle.
Tries to appear like corn.
Because corn's always
like
in
it.
Poop. Here we go. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Kelly, you are up against Rachel.
Come on, Rachel.
Name a problem that people have with their feet.
Rachel.
Kelly.
They're too big. That's Kelly. My problem.
Poor thing. No.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Yep, it's your turn. Kelly.
Bunions or corns?
Did I need you to pick one?
Pick one.
Okay, Bunions.
Bunions is on there. There you go.
Hey.
It's you and Tony.
We'll play, right?
What
we'll
if Kelly's feet are just one big bunion?
Well, play that sexy music.
My secret's
music.
Out.
That's it, that
yeah.
sexy music. We'll play, right, Kelly? You want to play?
Sure, let's go for it.
All right, let's play. Ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Dude, what about me? Doesn't say I'm ready.
It looked like you were writing something. I didn't know if you were making the score.
No, I'm just listing grievances against
you. Gotcha.
I'm up to G.
They smell, Dave. The feet
oh,
smell.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Odor. Odor.
Too big. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're too big and they smell.
This is a delightful category.
Bigger they are,
category.
The more they smell. There's no making Sue Thomas happy, is there?
No, I like it. I'm just saying.
All right, back to Kelly.
Ingrown toenails.
Oh, good one. Ooh,
that's such a good answer, but not on
oh.
there.
Oh, what?
I fear ingrown toenails.
I was going to say that, Kelly.
Worse that's than COVID. I really do.
They're awful.
They're awful.
They're the worst. Mm. Mm. Sorry about that.
All right, Tone.
It's what is wrong with your feet? Is that how the question is asked?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Pain, foot pain.
Foot pain's on there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Show me foot pain.
You guys only need one more.
Oh, geez. You can't find the shoe size you need.
Mm.
You have, like, too small.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Nope.
All right, I think it's our turn,
you guys
right?
get to steal.
What
no.
have you got?
No,
what you got?
No, no,
oh, one more?
We only have two strikes.
I don't keep track. Let you guys fight it
I'll
out.
I'll have to do it.
No, we only have two strikes.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought I had a three.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't.
Perhaps
I don't
want to
prove it
no,
this
let's
way.
Let's not beleaguer it.
It's okay.
You
it's okay.
Take it. One more.
You guys go.
How about, I had it a second ago and now I lost it. How about athlete's foot?
Athlete's foot. You win.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow.
Also, flat feet. And then the number one answer
was hairy toes.
Number one was corns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You were going to be okay. Corns or bunions. Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Very good. Next up is Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
How was your week, Nicole?
Insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is every week insane, or is this one especially bad?
No, it's insane. I work in healthcare. That's it all.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do?
Administrator
mm-hmm.
for a community.
There you go. That's all you
got
to say.
We got it.
She thinks I'm cold reading her. Like, yeah. What part of town do you live? What time do you leave in the morning?
She's saying. She's saying, I called to play Studio Feud. I'm talking about my week.
Let's leave this alone, Dave.
I've got corns.
Okay, here we go.
It's all good. It's a good insane.
This okay. is Nicole against Sue, because she's on Rachel's team. Does that make sense?
No.
No?
So is she
she's on Rachel's
with Tony?
Team, so it's against me and Sue.
Yes.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. So Nicole and Sue. Here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Name
on,
something.
Hey.
Name something that you would associate with vampires.
Sue.
Nicole.
Blood.
Yeah. That's the number one answer, woo! I think.
It's not number
not
one.
The number
not
one.
Not number one. Nope. So.
Not number one.
So she can
still. So it's me?
Can still
yes.
steal it. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say fangs.
Fangs is on there, but not higher, so you guys control.
You want to play?
What do you think, Rach?
I think we can do this one.
Okay.
You know about him.
All right.
Five left. You need four.
Dave, what about
it? I'm pretty sure I'm not on Nicole's team.
Oh,
you're on Nicole's
team.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You're on Nicole's team.
Right.
Oh,
right.
All right. Never mind.
Well, then I cheered for Sue.
Well, and I was taking it, and I think we were all going into negotiations.
I was very left out there. I was like,
I was confused.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused now.
Yeah,
okay.
So
we're playing.
Okay, Tony, can we handle this or no?
Yeah, we can handle it.
Who's my partner?
Okay.
Rachel.
I am. All right, Tony, what's mm-hmm. your next one then?
I'm going to say garlic.
Garlic is on there.
Yes. Okay, Dave, I'm going to say cross.
Cross is not on there.
What?
Nicole is flabbergasted.
That's good for us.
I am.
Thank you, Tony? Nicole. I appreciate your support.
I'm going to say.
I'm sorry.
Bats.
Oh,
bats
good.
Are on there.
Good answer.
Very good. Need two more.
How about a coffin, Dave?
Oh, good. Coffin one. Not on there.
Oh, wow.
What?
Nope.
Tony, I'm no good. What have you got?
I'm going to say Dracula.
Dracula's on there. Tony's rocking the vampires.
Wow.
You need one more. There are two left. You have two strikes.
Wait, you're paying attention now. Let's see. Vampires, we got blood, we got a coffin, the cross wasn't in there, garlic. The ladies?
The what? Ladies?
Okay.
I'm sorry, the lady's neck is what I was trying
Nicole
to say.
Okay, and
Nicole.
Rich.
Nicole, I'm thinking that,
well,
a wooden...
Well, you just kind of gave him one there.
I'm thinking a wooden stake. I'm thinking virgins.
I mean, that's a thing.
Well,
that's kind of like a lady.
It is. They love blood. What do you think, Nicole? You got any on your mind?
Well, I know there's something about the sunlight.
Ooh, that's good. Darkness or sunlight. Yeah. I think we should do that.
But the wooden stake's good, too. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's 50-50.
Let's do... I want to go with you, and I want to go with... Staying out of the sun, darkness, the whole shebang, Dave.
Okay. Gotta be on the list.
All right.
Oh!
Biting!
Cape?
I was gonna say Cape, but I thought that was dumb.
It is dumb.
It was
dumb. You didn't say it.
Cape is on there, and Twilight.
Oh.
Twilight.
Twilight's the sun and the darkness. That's Twilight.
I think they meant the movie.
The movies.
They meant the terrible movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
In order to clear up confusion, I'm happy to be always on the...
Oh, I bet you are.
Instead of it moving every time, because I think that's what happened.
Look, if this helps at all, I'll play with all the hot chicks.
Well, I'm just saying, that got confusing there, so I'm...
Well, yeah, well, who wins in this scenario?
Yeah, there's no winner.
Yeah. All right, Tony. Say hello to your partner, Jared.
Hi, Jared. You ready to do this?
Hello.
All right.
I'm ready.
Nice.
Okay. This is Jared versus Sue. Are you ready?
Okay.
Name a type... of bear.
Sue.
Jared.
Black bear.
Black bear's on there, but it's not the highest. Jared, you get to guess.
Grizzly.
Number one.
Dang it.
Nice.
Sorry, Rachel.
Jared, you want to play?
I was
going to
say that, too.
Sure. Let's play. I'm good with it.
I totally agree. Let's
All right.
So, Sue said, you said...
Black
bear.
Black and grizzly are gone.
So, I will say brown bear.
Brown bear is on there.
Nice.
Polar bear.
Polar bear.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Good answer. How about Kodiak?
Nope.
First strike.
Why do you know nope? What do you mean nope?
I just didn't think it'd be on there.
Nope before Dave even.
Sorry, you're right.
Kodiak is a bear.
It's not going to be on there.
Can I say one thing?
I'm driving you nuts today.
No. Mark Close was a lie. A total lie. And now Sue Thomas has taken his place. You talk about Sue to anyone out there. Oh, my God. Angel face. She is so sweet. She's the meanest one in the room.
How is that mean to say
no?
Nope.
Well, I saw him
point. Nobody's ever heard of a Kodiak bear.
I saw him point. I'm just saying.
Tony, you missed it last week. Dave was asking listeners who they would rather play with, me or Sue. And I was getting my feelings hurt. He didn't even finish the question. And they'd be like, Sue.
Sue.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hang up if it's not Sue.
Mark Cox or Mark Close similarities.
Yeah. And Cox.
Popular. Yeah, that's true.
All right, you guys got one more left.
Jared.
I think we only have one strike. Just Kodiak.
All right, I took a shot.
Just Kodiak. Just one strike. But Jared's
up. I'll say a giant panda.
Yes! Jared knows his bears.
You go, Jared.
There's only one left.
I had panda next. How about, I only have two bears written down. Panda was one of them.
Okay.
How about koala bear? Dang it.
Oh, that's dang it.
Jared, you got to save it. You got to save it here.
That
it's up to you.
Oh, geez.
Koala was my steal.
Let's say the sun bear. I have no
sun bear.
Great guess.
I love that.
Now, Sue, let's keep in mind that a lot of times these answers are stupid.
Yep. Yeah, good point. Yep, good point, Rachel.
Teddy bear?
You're a genius.
I'm thinking teddy bear. What do you think,
I think that's brilliant. I think it's a good answer.
Teddy bear. Yeah.
Oh, darn it. You know what I was thinking?
Thank you, Jared.
I was thinking Yogi.
Yogi Bear.
I thought Yogi was going to be on the list.
Dang it. Oh, stroke
of genius.
Do
one more?
Let's do one more.
Okay. Oh. It's so quiet when the company leaves. They're fun.
Sorry, Jared.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
I failed you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Jamie.
Glad to be here.
How long you been listening, Jamie?
Man, Dave, it's been a long time. Probably at least a decade. Ooh. Probably longer.
Nice. Wow. Very nice. We've covered a lot of road together. Mm. Okay, so you are partners with Tony, and it's Tony versus Rachel. Here we go.
All right, Rachel.
Oh, I'm going. No, he's. I go against her. Or he the listener.
I'm so. Okay. I'm so sorry. Sick of this job.
I'm sorry.
Why do I have to do a radio show?
I'm sorry. I thought the listeners got to participate in the face-off.
No, they've got a delay.
That's fine.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
That was the rules.
You're right.
Okay, so it's
you
me
said
and
Andrew
you, Jamie.
Was gay. You're right. And
no. So Jamie goes against Rachel.
Yes. All right, Rachel.
Jamie against Rachel. Name something you might buy at a gas station.
Rachel.
Jamie.
Soda. Show me fountain soda, Dave.
It's number three.
Okay.
Jamie, you still have a chance.
You got it, Jamie.
I would say, how about a candy bar? Yeah.
Candy is just above soda.
Nice.
So.
Oh, all right.
Nice. All right, boys. You going to play?
Yeah, you want to play, Jamie, right?
Yeah, let's do it, Tony.
Right, let's do it. All right. I'm going to say that you buy gasoline at a
number
gas station.
Number one answer, Tony.
Oh, nice job.
That seems... Yeah.
It's a bit obvious, too obvious,
yeah.
Isn't it?
A little on the nose?
I'm feeling dumb.
Why would you go to a prostitute?
Company.
All right, Jamie's
Jamie
up.
Jamie up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll say, how about a coffee?
Coffee's next.
Oh, nice,
nice
answer.
Man, I miss the cutesy
you need two
French
more.
Vanilla cappuccino.
Yeah.
Mm.
I get it.
Oh, what, over there in St. Charles County?
Yeah.
Good for you,
we don't got the vid.
You're just living the life, aren't you?
We pretend we don't have the disease.
How about a donut?
Ow.
Whew, if it's not on there, it is not on there.
Dang
it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
All right, that's two strikes.
That's yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
Two?
No, it's
no.
not. He's no.
digging with him.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? One strike, you're
Jamie's
up.
Jamie's up.
Jamie, you're up.
Okay, I know this is kind of random, but how about wiper fluid or you know something like that?
That's a
solid answer.
It's a good guess. Yeah. Not on there, but a good guess. Now you have two strikes.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my childhood.
Condoms?
My early adulthood.
Okay.
Alcohol.
Your childhood.
Early adulthood.
Tony was on the sauce early.
Let's take it all the way back to pre-K, guys. Show me Four Loko.
I amended the guess. Bought a lot of beer at gas stations when I was a young adult.
Pardon me, sir. Do you carry Vodok?
No.
Show me a 40.
I amended it.
All right, girls.
No beer? Really? Dang.
Okay, I wasn't even thinking
that. Good answer, Tony.
Yeah, it was.
Gum? Is gum?
Oh, gum is good.
That's probably candy.
I also have cigarettes.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a good one.
I was going back and forth between beer and cigarettes.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Does that
cigarettes.
Tell you about Old Tone?
Smoke them if you got
them. Oh,
nice. Boys
nice.
Win.
All right. Bummer.
Potato
nice job,
chips. Lottery tickets.
Oh, lottery tickets.
Car wash.
Lottery tickets.
And
yeah.
breakfast.
Breakfast. Just breakfast.
Just
That's cigarettes.
I don't, that's donuts.
5:30 DGS. Rach is out next week on vacation. Andrew is back in from his quarantine. You know what, though? Maybe we should keep him in quarantine in that studio.
No.
With the mic off.
No.
He's listening, just so everybody knows.
Thank God. So... these categories are pretty weird for Studio Feud. By the way, you need a couple more players. 314-241-9797. These are the best ones. Like, for example, here's one I could have chosen. About how many pages is the longest book you've ever read?
Are you kidding me?
And the third most popular answer was 10.
I don't even know what to...
This gives you an idea who we're surveying here.
10?
Kids' books usually even have more than 10 pages.
Then one a-hole said 2,000, which is not true. He didn't know that guy didn't know how long books were.
That's right.
Oh, guys, we have a Jonah and the Whale update.
Ooh.
From Ryan Wiggins.
Oh, he said, God.
It's a Bible story. Is there update? Does it?
He says.
Does
he,
news
this is a
break?
Trivia fact. Uh-huh. This has just been unearthed. Fun fact: the Bible strongly implies that Jonah died inside the fish.
Huh.
So maybe it was a dream sequence.
He called that a fun fact, did he?
An update.
Fun fact, he perished.
This just in after thousands of years. Thanks, Wiggins. Okay, here we go. Tony is playing with the listeners, and next up is Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Here
hey,
we go.
Lindsay.
Lindsay is up against Sue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Name something that you would hate to find swimming around in your bathtub.
Sue. Dave, that would be an insect.
Needs to be a little more specific.
A spider.
Spider's on there, but not number one.
Hmm.
Lindsay?
A cockroach?
Cockroach is better than spider.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. You want to play or pass, Lindsay?
Let's play.
All right, Tony. What do you not want to see swimming around your bathtub?
How about a snake?
Snake's on there.
Nice.
Good grief. Where do these people live?
They're busy reading their 10-page books.
Hey, you just don't want to see a snake.
Reading books on what shouldn't be in a bathtub.
Page 2.
Page 3, snake. Mmm, yes.
It appears they have given the mouse a cookie.
Smoking a bubble pipe. Mmm. Is it Lindsay?
It's Lindsay.
Lindsay.
What about a mouse?
Number one answer.
Oh, my.
Give a mouse a cookie.
Look, I had it written down. That's what I was going to say, too. And then I thought, Rachel's just kind of gave us
okay,
a great answer.
For
there.
Real.
Yeah.
You're in the bathtub.
And a mouse.
And you're really relaxed. And then you look and you see a mouse, regular mouse, just swimming right at you. What do you do? Do you just, like, freak and jump out? Do you try to drown it?
Drown it?
No. I get out of the tub. I scream. I throw. I get out and run.
I mean, I freak out and jump out, but then I am definitely going to attack the mouse because I don't want it in the house.
What's wrong with drowning a mouse?
Just the visual of, like, grabbing it and, like,
you're
holding
naked
it underwater.
And you're holding it. No.
The mouse family's like, for the love of God.
Why couldn't it have been the snake?
Dave's biting his head off. Like Ozzy Osbourne.
Back to you, Tony.
I'm going to say a fly. You don't want to see a fly in there.
No, people, these guys don't mind flies.
Okay, I understand.
They had flies on them when they got in the bathtub.
I get it.
All right, Lindsay.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something. It's got to be another good insect.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank, Tony.
It's okay.
A worm.
Yeah.
Worm's good.
You know what? I had worm crossed my mind, too. So.
Worm's good. Yeah. All right, Tony. Worms, two strikes.
Rachel, do you have a steal? I'm puzzled.
I'm thinking.
Okay, this is a terrible answer. How about a frog?
I love this answer.
It's on there.
It is, isn't it?
No.
Hit the bell.
Oh.
Dang it.
I kind of wanted that to be on there.
I was just thinking of something that actually swims.
I was just laughing at Sue's maniacal response.
I loved that answer. I was hoping that was true.
All right, ladies.
I don't know. Sue, what do you think? Like a centipede?
That's the only thing I can think of.
I hate those. That would... I'm moving if there's a centipede in the tub.
Yeah, we're
fine.
Centipede.
We'll go centipede. I feel like I'm terrible today, but we'll go centipede.
You're not good.
Nice.
What was it?
Lizard.
Dog.
Dog.
Alligator.
Okay.
And fish.
You know what? I was either going to say frog or fish. That's where I was.
Fish would F me up because it would be fast.
And
it has the upper
hand.
There's
no way it should be in the bathtub.
As opposed to a dog.
Stray dog. Just.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Dog? Nice job, Lindsay. We won that one.
Okay, here we go. Chad, welcome to the show, Chad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing much.
Chad.
It's Friday. Okay, here we go. Perfect last
All right, come on, Rachel.
Category.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do
Chad
it.
Chad v. Rachel.
Name a profession which an ugly person might become successful and famous.
Rachel.
Chad.
Radio.
Radio is
Woo!
Number two.
Mm. Okay.
Chad,
I thought it'd be number one.
Just looking around, I'm thinking radio.
Chad, go ahead.
An author.
Oh, good. Yes. Good answer.
But
not number
radio
one.
Radio is higher.
Dang it. Good guess. Good one, Chad.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think we should.
You want to pass?
You can be a real pig and write books.
I mean, we're not doing well, so it doesn't matter what we do.
Then let's play it.
All right, we're going to play.
You're killing me, Dave. Okay. All right, I'm going to say pro athlete.
Number one answer.
Nice.
Good one. Good one.
Three answers left.
How about...
Would you read the question again? I'm
sure.
Sorry.
Name a profession which an ugly person might become successful and famous.
Okay.
And famous.
And famous?
And famous. Okay. Famous. I feel like we've done this one before.
And
what are you
famous?
I guess we can't discuss.
No.
How about a magician?
I love that answer. It's not there, but
I don't know.
That's a great one.
The fame, you know, the ultimate fame.
God, I hate magicians.
Really famous? Ugh. How about just a CEO? Nope.
Nope. Two strikes, Chad. Start thinking of a steal.
Oh man, it's back to me,
but
isn't
don't,
it?
But don't say any. Don't say anything out loud yet. Don't say anything out loud yet. Just start thinking.
Famous but ugly.
Oh gosh. Famous. Doesn't matter what you look like.
What about president?
Chad speaks in that click language.
Yes, he does. He and I are communicating via Morse code.
Public office, president.
Politics.
Politics.
Yay, way to go, Rachel. Uh-oh, I'm taking us down.
You need
taking
one
us
more.
Down.
One more or two more?
So radio and
I won't say a word
anymore. Well, I guess you could be a character actor, couldn't you?
That's what I was thinking that, too.
So character actor, actor?
Character actor.
Yes! We finally got one.
Oh, my goodness.
That win or not?
Think you need one more?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
There are two left.
I don't know, and we're running out of
time. I know. Well, sorry, I can't help.
Oh, gosh. Famous, but ugly. And I'm thinking it's probably... Come on. Think of anything.
5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Reality star.
Oh, no.
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
That's right. That's a good answer.
Dang it.
Chad.
How many left?
Two. I was thinking musician. I was thinking a musician.
I was thinking musician as well. You know, Post Malone is famous, so.
It's got to be some real famous ugly guitar players, right? Yeah, that's our answer. Musician.
Wow, I thought that was a great answer.
Oh, yay! Woo!
Guys, what were they? Sure.
Academics or explicit content on the internet.
Oh. Thanks,
well,
Chad.
Chad, I'm still proud of our guests.
Happy Friday, everybody. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. How bad is it going to get next week? It's been so great this week.
Let me look at my phone here.
It just gets hot again.
Just like normal hot.
Yeah, it looks like it's in the 80s.
Yeah. Boy, this was nice. Oh, boy, this was nice weather.
Boy, I like this cool weather.
It has been pretty great.
Boy, I like a nice breeze. I think anyone knows what we're doing.
Boy,
I think anyone knows what we're doing.
I'm not even. I mean, like, I know what we're doing, but it's evolved.
I think it's just our thing now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay, let's see here.
Unseasonably cool weather.
Tony and masks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this one, this has been building for a long time. I haven't been out too much this week, almost not. I haven't been anywhere this week, really. So maybe it's gotten better. Maybe I've just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I'd love to, if you guys, I want to know if you've experienced this as well. But what made me think of it today was I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday who told me they saw the same thing. I have now multiple times been somewhere in a store, you know, a gas station, whatever, and watched somebody pull their mask down to sneeze or cough.
They pull it off their face?
Yeah. Like, just like slide it down.
Because they don't want to get their face messed up.
Yeah, because they don't want it. Mostly sneezing.
Oh my gosh.
Mostly sneezing. So here's my mask. So they like, they don't take it off, but they just kind of like slide it down a little bit and turn their head and sneeze. And I want to say to them, I don't think you understand what the mask is for.
Yeah.
I get it. It's gross. I get it. It's gross to sneeze in a mask. By the grace of God, haven't had to do that yet. But
That's what it's there for. Have you seen anybody slide That's their mask nasty. Down to sneeze or
no,
cough?
No, I have sneezed in my mask, though. And it sucks, but it also highlights, like, oh, that's why I'm wearing this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I the first time I saw it, I thought it was a one-off. Then I saw it again, and then, like I said, I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who said that they've seen people
now,
do
what
it.
What I'm noticing more and more is the pull it down under the nose.
Yeah, which is
that's
also pretty pointless.
Yeah.
That's definitely a thing. Wear the mask. Only on,
because you can't tell from a distance. Mm-hmm. They look like a good mask wearing person.
Right.
You're still covered up, but you can breathe a lot better.
You can make the excuse that you didn't. I didn't realize it slipped down.
And I'll just be the one to say it. It's unattractive. When you can't see someone's mouth, but you can, the first thing you see on their face is two nostrils poking out. I don't like it. Just from an aesthetic standpoint, don't do that. Mm. One thing that people do with masks that for a long time I didn't get was they just hold it up to their mouth as they're walking somewhere. And I'm like, doesn't it just make more sense to strap it onto your face? But now that we have to wear it here in the office, I'm just walking to the printer,
I do it all the time.
I just hold it up over my face.
Yeah,
so much easier.
But you're right, though. That only makes sense if you're going a very short distance.
There are people, I was in Target last night, and there was a girl
doing it.
Doesn't
make sense to walk around a store doing it.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're just free up the use of your hand.
That just means she's only doing it when she thinks people are watching.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just like, you only do that in a store or for long-term purposes if you're constantly just taking it off because you think people aren't watching, and then as soon as you think they are, you hold it back up there. But yeah, coughing and or sneezing is the purpose. Is the number one thing that the mask is supposed to. I mean, breathing, yes, but coughing and sneezing are the biggest things that could spread the germs.
Having worn a variety of them now, especially when I was on vacation, this is weird. I'm going to get mask judgmental now. I find the surgical ones, the blue ones, the easiest to breathe through. But there's something about them that's off-putting to me. I don't know whether it's because I associate them with doctors, but like when I see other people in them, which is all the time, or if I'm wearing mine, I prefer the cloth ones. There's something less medical about it. Like, I look good in this, you know, that's why I'm wearing it. Yeah. Whereas when you see the surgical ones, like my butt cinches up a little bit and
you're right. When I wear the throwaway ones, those used to be my favorite because you can breathe in them really easily. But now I have a bunch of black ones. Today I'm using this big, ill-fitting one that I got from Target that I just look like an idiot in, but I'm washing my other ones. I feel kind of cool in the like form-fitting black ones. You're like, this actually like goes with my outfit. But you're right. The doctor ones, the one nurses wear and stuff, something weird.
Has anybody figured out a handle on how often to wash them? My OCD makes me want to wash it every hour.
Yeah.
I know that's too much. And I even think that every day, depending on how much you wear it, like we're lucky enough that we have to wear them every day. But when you add up the time that we actually have them on, just cutting through the halls and things like that, we're not logging a whole lot of time unless you go, like I said,
I'm probably gross. I have three of the exact same black cloth masks and I wash them once a week.
Yeah.
So
each
one's getting washed once a week.
I mean, unless you're doing a lot of shopping and you're going to a lot of places where you're wearing the mask a lot more than you wear it here, I don't think that's too bad.
Yeah, for people like Nick that wear them 10 hours a day, that's a...
Yeah. I don't have a handle on like when is the right time to wash it. Again, my germophobia.
Yeah.
Like, every time it touches your face, you should wash it. So, but you can't do that.
Look at this one. This is like made for a duck.
Yes.
Like, why? This is where your beak goes.
It's for a bear.
Why is it sticking out? Like, these were like $2 for three of them at Target or something.
There you go.
And I just grabbed it. It's so big, I have to crisscross the things.
Yeah.
And then it just like juts out of my face.
I got one of those for Colorado and I just threw it away. It just kept falling off.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little face. It's dainty, elfish.
Has anybody seen the masks? They're usually pretty fancy, but that the the straps, you have to tie them.
I don't like those. That was my first mask.
That seems like too much work.
It was.
Yeah.
That was my first mask,
that's
and I gave up on it.
Way too much work.
Tying it every time? No, thank you.
Yeah, or do you just tie it once and then leave it? But that doesn't seem like the right thing to do either. Like, I don't get the... We had one that was for James that was a tie mask. Like, I'm supposed to tie and untie this thing every mm-hmm. time. Luckily, he doesn't go out very much or wear, you know, so he doesn't need his mask very often, but... I'm impressed
with parents. Again, when I was on vacation, I saw lots of families with kids, and those little kids were all wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's...
Yeah, and they don't have to wear them. I think under 10, you don't have to wear it. There's no mask mandate on that, but
I guess you're right.
If everyone else in the family's wearing one, you might as well. I keep seeing that on Instagram and Snapchat, too. Little kids. They look pretty cute. Yeah. They've got the little teeny tiny masks
James,
on.
James, I've probably taken him into a store five or six times across this entire pandemic, and he has been surprisingly like, I say, dude, you gotta keep your mask on. Usually we're going somewhere where we're not,
dude.
We're usually going in somewhere where we're not going to be in there long, or we're not getting very much stuff. Because if I'm gonna go shopping, I'm not bringing him. But if I'm just running somewhere, I might bring him in. So, but it's usually.
Otherwise, you just leave them in the car.
It's usually, buddy, at home, alone.
Usually, dude, we were left in the car.
Oh, same
24/7.
Most of my childhood was in the shop and save.
Yes.
Parking lot.
And it was awesome.
Swapping stories with my brother, wondering if mom was going to bring us like a pack of Starbursts.
Yeah, but I usually tell him, you can't take off your mask and I have to hold you the whole time. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't. He's okay, Dad. Maybe it's just he's so nice to be getting out of the house because it's a rare thing now, but he's not had any problem with it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.